Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Four Persons Show on Blog Talk Radio. We are your enthusiastic and faithful Catholic apostolate. For more information about what we do, go to our show page at thefourpersons.com and our blog site at thefourpersons.net. To call in tonight with your comment or question, dial 515-602-9655. The number, again, is 515-602-9655.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother. I was raised here in this living hell. You don't know my kind in your world. Very soon, the time will tell.
Saturday evening to you all, and of course, when it comes to the four persons, Saturday evening means taking it to the streets with Terry Delp. Terry, how you doing this evening, my brother?
Oh, pretty good, brother, pretty good. And yourself?
Doing good, a little on the tired side. I've been working on the website all day long, just doing a lot of things to it. I think people are going to be happy with the product that we're putting out there. Just sent you a little thing in Facebook Messenger. I don't know if you got it or not. Did you see what I got there?
No, I haven't looked at it yet. I've been working quite a bit myself.
We got a little tool where people are going to be able to go to the radio show website, and they'll be able to click on one of the radio show hosts, and it brings up all of the shows that that person has been on. So it kind of segregates them from the others. So the people can click on Terry Delp, and they're going to see all the Taking It to the Street shows. so that they want to go back and listen to a past episode. I think it's a pretty cool little search tool that that we got there. We got another caller coming in. I guess you can probably tell me who this is. 770 area code.
Is that you, Robert?
Richard, yes.
Well, hello? Welcome, Robert. How you doing this evening?
This is Richard.
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 Okay.
Okay.
I'm doing
well,
great.
How's
how
it going, brother?
It's going great over here, man. Just in northeastern Alabama.
Awesome.
I'm sorry. Where did you say you were from?
Northeastern Alabama.
Ah, okay.
Quiet little city called Rainbow City.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty name for a city. So, Terry, tonight we wanted to try to tackle a very serious topic. We try to tackle it again, and we don't want this. Me and Terry do not want this to be just an academic discussion. We want it to be a discussion about practical things we can do. We want to figure out how to take the message to the street, so to speak. We want to do some grassroots action, whether it be prayer rallies or picketing outside of an abortion clinic or targeting elected officials to kind of put some pressure on them for action. And we kind of wanted the callers to kind of give us some ideas on how we can mobilize. Why don't we start with you, Richard? Do you have any ideas to bring to the table as to what we can do to kind of get the message out and take action?
I absolutely do. I can't talk to Alabama law, but under Georgia law, to actually picket an abortion clinic is problematic. But you can hold a prayer vigil across the street. Luckily, Georgia is one of those states that enacted very tough laws about abortion, and so did Alabama.
I noticed that that's happening a lot, especially in the southern states, which is awesome, and I praise God. John, one of the things that you didn't mention was, I know the St. Maximilian Kolbe Church in Houston, they have several, they're like vans or, you know, but they help the women, you know, with, so like if they're going to Planned Parenthood for, you know, medical help or help with their pregnancy, you know, Planned Parenthood always wants to try to talk them into abortion. Well, these are like alternate clinics that are, you know, pro-life and help the women through the abortion. And if, you know, maybe we could get involved in some of that or helping the women, like if, you know, if it's my opinion that, you know, a woman should have the baby and raise the baby, you know. I know for some, you know, that's just not, they think they can't do it because of finances or whatever. But there are other options such as, you know, adoption. And we need to get our hand in that too, because these child service places that do the, you know, adoption stuff, you know, they're twisted in the woke ideology, and you know, it's like you're dancing with the devil even when you're trying to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And I think we should, you know, try to put our voices and our collective wealth and influence behind, you know, starting a different type of adoption service that is 100% Christian, you know, that is 100% about Jesus Christ and isn't about the, you know, some of the crazy stuff that the current adoption facilities are a part of. You know, what do y'all think about that?
Well,
I think that's an important idea.
I think it's a fantastic idea. And, Richard, I was just about to go to you on that because, you know, I think it's a fantastic idea, but how would we approach it logistically?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know the laws.
One thing that I can tell you, the Knights of Columbus have two programs. One is called ASAP, which is Aid and Support After Pregnancy. And the whole aim of this program is for young ladies that have had the baby. We give them financial aid and emotional support and things of that nature. The other is what we call the ultrasound program, and that's where we put ultrasound machines in pro-life clinics, because research has shown that where young ladies that are considering an abortion have seen the ultrasound of their baby,
right,
a lot of times they're not going forward with the abortion.
Richard, I'll be honest with you. I'm a fourth degree knight, but I haven't been active for quite some time. I've just got too many other irons in the fire. So this program that you're talking about, is this something that is done on the council level or the state level, or is it done on the supreme level, on the national level?
Well, the ASAP program is done on the national level, and that's a relatively new program. I think it came out right after the Dobbs decision.
Okay.
The ultrasound program has been around for at least 10 years.
Okay. Richard, would you do us a favor, and I'm kind of charge you to take the lead on this. Do you think you could reach out and make some contacts for somebody that's involved in both of those programs and get them to come on our show and talk about those programs? I think they're good programs, and it's something that people need to hear about. What do you think, Terry?
100%. Yeah, that's something I would definitely want to, you know, put my weight behind you know, even physically show up, you know, one day and help with whatever in any way I can. Too many times, you know, like I started that group of abortion abolitionists because I wanted to get active on a street level, you know, I don't know how to do that. I'm gonna be honest with you. I've prayed in front of some abortion clinics in San Antonio. But other than that, I have absolutely no idea what to do. That's why I wanted you and a couple of the other brothers and sisters on the program that are active, Richard, to come on.
So let me tell you what we did. Now, I've been involved with Blog Talk Radio in one capacity or another for more than 20 years. I was 14 years in another apostolate that I'm no longer associated with. Prior to that, I was like 6 or 7 years involved with a political show. When I was involved with the political show, they had a great big patriotic rally in Washington, D.C. Called Eagle's Landing. And it really was big. It had great turnout. And they decided they wanted our political show to cover this event. So what we did was we had three people, it was either two or three people that were doing just like we're doing, hosting the show from, you know, the studio-wise, the commercials and all that stuff. And we placed 5 or 6 people at the event and placed them in different places at the event and had them calling in with their phones and interviewing people on their phones, like with a Bluetooth device, just walking up and interviewing people and asking them questions and asking them what their thoughts were and how they felt about what was going on. And then the host would just switch from one caller to another caller to another caller. We could take that idea and kind of implement something like that into these live ideas. Let's put four or five people on the ground in different places so we can cover the event from a wide perspective. And, you know, and it would just be like you'd be our on the site reporter, and I'd be like, okay, so now we're going to Terry, who's on the northwest side, and then we're done with talking to Terry. And now on the south side, we're going to talk to Richard. You know, that type of thing. So what do you guys think of that idea? It worked out really well when we did it.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, we'd have to organize an event. But, yeah, I think it's a great idea. You know, you don't have to convince faithful Christians that abortion is bad. And a lot of times when I'm guilty of it too, I'm getting on air and all of my listeners are faithful Christians, and I'm academically trying to prove how abortion is wrong, and I think that's not the right approach, because everybody listening to me agrees that abortion is wrong. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I kind of like what Richard said, and I like what you're saying. That puts a little more meat on the bones. Now we're out there actually convincing women that, hey, you should have and love and nurture your child. Yeah, I think that's
not,
a great
not idea. Only that. Not only that, but you're undoing the narrative that's being reported in the media or not being reported at all. I mean, I don't know how many times I went to the pro-life march in January, and the media, there was one year. Now, have you ever been to Washington, D.C., Terry?
No, don't plan on going anytime soon.
Okay. Richard, have you ever been to Washington, D.C.?
I have, when George W. Bush was president.
Okay. All right. So I want you to imagine, okay? I want you to imagine you have people all the way across Constitution Avenue, okay, shoulder to shoulder and front to back, so you couldn't hardly even fit a piece of paper in front of them, choking the entire road, Constitution Avenue, all the way, okay, from the ellipse, from the monument ellipse, all the way to the Capitol building. And the media is reporting 125,000. It was insulting. There were a million people there if there was one, and they're reporting, 125,000 people. The other thing that we noticed is that when the reporters that did show, the reporters were selectively picking people to interview who were old, okay, senior citizens, married couples, almost always Caucasian, okay, not saying that there's anything derogatory about that, but they were trying to paint a narrative, okay, and, you know, we saw predominantly young people, an overwhelming number of young people, and we saw African Americans, we saw Asians, we saw Latinos, we saw every kind of racial, ethnic makeup that you could see, and we saw, like I said, a crowd that was overwhelmingly young people, and hundreds of thousands, not 100,000. Well, we can be on the scenes reporting back a narrative, and people can be hearing what we're saying, that, okay, you know, the media is reporting X, but we got news for you. We're on the scene, and this is what we're seeing. So at least it's a solitary voice kind of countering the narrative that's out there. And I'm just giving the pro-life march as just one example where what the media reports, every time the left riots and burns down cities, oh, they're mostly peaceful protests. But if conservative Christians are carrying rosaries and praying and congregating peacefully, oh, they're violent extremists. Look at how they smeared the Covington kids, the kids from that Catholic school in Covington, Kentucky. Look how they smeared them. Look at that media narrative. And we can be kind of on the scenes, describing what's actually happening so that people will realize, okay, it's not just rich old white people who are against abortion. It's mainstream America. Every age group, every ethnic group, every demographic group realizes that this is something terrible that we shouldn't be involved in. I'd like to hear both of your comments.
Well, I will, you know, go ahead, Terry.
No, go ahead, Richard, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Terry. I'm still putting my thoughts together.
Okay. I think a big event like that would be awesome to reach the public with, hey, that you're not the majority. It's kind of, you know, and this is a little off subject, but it's kind of like the transsexual thing that has somehow developed so much steam that everyday Americans are hearing about it every day. Mm-hmm. And there's such a small percentage of the population. It's like, okay, yeah, so the same thing with this abortion abolitionist movement. Like, no, hold up. You guys that want to harm babies are not the majority. Yeah, you got the louder voice because you're screaming all the time, but you're not the majority. We are. So,
right.
Yeah, putting something together like that will be awesome, but I would also like to touch with what Richard said about that ASAP program, because that sounds like an amazing program, and I'd like to get behind that also.
Right. So now imagine, I know you've never been to D.C., but you have, Richard, so let me just say this. Imagine, Richard, that we covered an event like this, okay, and we stationed five people, okay, and we stationed one of them on the ellipse of the monument. We
mm-hmm.
stationed another one, the second one, just where the traffic is pouring off of the ellipse, off the mall, onto Constitution Avenue, okay? Take a third one about halfway down Constitution Avenue and place the fourth one down at the Capitol. And we're going back and forth to these people, and we're talking, and even if we ran into, you know, some protesters or people that raise an objections, we could answer their objections right on the spot. Well, what about this situation? Well, there's organizations that can help. We can what do you guys do for the baby after the baby is born? Well, here's the organization we can put you in touch with. Here's resources that you can reach out to. And we're interacting with those people in real time. So anyway, that's my two cents. And Richard, I wanted to hear your comment on what we spoke of just a minute ago.
Well, I think it's a great idea, because I think that at least we get the real story out there and not this narrative that the woke media wants you to hear. Just like this whole situation at Dodger Stadium last week. It was crazy. And there are no less than 8 million Catholics in Los Angeles County, all of whom had to have been offended by this. And it's all because the woke media got their narrative out there. And they got the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG crowd going, and the Dodgers caved in mm-hmm. to what they thought was really going on, when in reality it was not what was going on, but it was the feedback that they were getting because of the media.
I don't think that they thought was what was really going on, Richard. I really don't. I think that it's the LGBT community, or whatever they call themselves today, is the modern shakedown movement. They're what the mob used to be, and there was a time when Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton were kind of engaging in this. It's political motivation by intimidation. It's that, we've got to appease these folks, because the backlash of not appeasing them is going to be disastrous. When
we do stuff like we're talking about doing and getting the real story out there, then those franchises, those companies start seeing the real story. And the real story is, look, the average Joe is not okay with this. I mean, mm-hmm. look what happened with Bud Light. Look what happened with Target. Look mm-hmm. what happened with the Dodgers on that day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when we as a community start collectively getting together and saying, hey, you know what, we're not okay with this. And if ABC and NBC and all of those major media outlets don't want to shine a spotlight on us, okay, well, we can do it ourselves, you know?
Right. Well, you know, Kerry, you gotta appreciate their strategy because it's brilliant. I mean, give the devil his due. The devil's not stupid. That's why he's so hard to fight, okay? Because he's not stupid. Most of these people that are for this radical sexualization of children, and that's basically what they are. They're predators is what they are, but they're also anti-capitalists. So they kill two birds with one stone because what they do is they forward their radical agenda, and at the same time they are destroying some of the biggest companies in the United States, bringing those companies to their knees, companies like Budweiser, companies like Target, you know, and the list goes on and on and on and on. So they're doing two things at one time. They're killing the morale and the social fabric of the country, and they're also killing our capitalist economy at the same time. So by doing the reverse, by going to these companies and saying, look, we represent the mainstream of America, and you're going where you ought not go, okay? And the results of you catering to this radical fringe majority at the rest of us are going to be disastrous. But is anybody taking that message to them? I don't think they are.
No, because, again, the narrative that these entities want out there is that it's okay to be this way. It's okay to have abortions. It's okay to be gay or transsexual or transvestite. We don't care if you're 8 years old. And I really think that that's the biggest problem we're going to face is what Rush Limbaugh used to call the criminal liberal media.
Yeah, I laugh because, you know, when I was born in March of 1973, 3 months after Roe v. Wade was decided on. And they wanted my mother to, you know, they tried because we were like, you know, how they talk about the lower middle class and the rich. Well, we were like three or four steps below the lower middle class, you know, like we were dirt poor. Squirrels and rabbits was a staple of our diet, you know. And but my mother, you know, chose to have me, and I thank God that she did. And when I was in elementary school, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old, and, you know, curious about women, but not having any sexual understanding at all, you know, the only thing that my mother would tell me about girls is they got cooties. You know what I'm saying? And now we're teaching radical sexual, not, I don't even want to use the word education, misinformation, and dumping this on kids that their physiology and their mentality isn't even equipped to know about what regular
human sexual stuff is about. They shouldn't even be taught, you know, I mean, at that age, they need to be learning how to read, write, you know, do math, you know, and stuff like this. Not no, you don't sexualize children. I mean, that's just, it's so far beyond
it's perverse
rationale and logic that I just can't understand how this has actually become a topic in our communities. And you know, it's crazy. That's why I kind of chuckled when you said that about the 8-year-olds.
Well, that explains that.
Yeah. You know. But
hey,
John, I would like to...
Let me interject for just a second. I just want to do a shout out. We just had somebody appear in the chat room, Be Wise as Serpents. So welcome to you. If you'd like to call in and express your viewpoint, our number is 515-602-9655. Again, that's 515-602-9655. Sorry, Terry, go ahead. Continue.
So, John, how would we go about organizing an event like this?
Well, basically what we would all we would have to do is get enough people to commit, and really the most difficult thing is to get 4 or 5 people that can get you know, that can travel to Washington D.C. on that date, and then we need to have, you know, at least 2 or 3 who can be committed to hosting on the radio. We need to know everybody's phone number so when they call in, so, you know, 713 area code, oh, that's Terry. You know, 770, oh, that's Richard. You know, so when all these people are on the ground and we know where they're going to be at, and then, you know, we just kind of put it together logistically. I think it's something that could come together pretty easily.
I think you're absolutely right.
In Washington, D.C., do you have to have a permit to do something like that?
Well, what the thing is, what we like, if we were talking about the March for Life, we're already latching on to something that's already happening. So we're
okay. Okay.
Yeah, we've just got boots on the ground reporting about it and getting the truth out there.
Okay.
So we don't need any permits because we wouldn't be hosting it or organizing it. We're just getting the word out and reporting about it and getting people to understand what's really going on, not what the media wants you to think is going on.
That's actually a brilliant idea, man. Let's start putting that together, John. Let's start doing it. When's the next March for Life?
Well, January 22nd.
Oh, man, and you know I'm off during the winter, so I'll be boots on the ground with you.
All right.
I'll find a way to be there.
And then, you know, something else that we can do is we can do local events with people in their own hometowns. Like we can have a designated day where we're going to, you know, do some kind of a prayer event at City Hall or something like that, or, you know, something local coordinated in, you know, different areas across the country. So now we're going to go to Susie in St. Louis.
Let's link up with the Knights of Columbus. I'd like to shine a spotlight on that ASAP program.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I will find somebody from the Knights of Columbus that can talk more intelligently about the program than I can.
Okay.
Yeah. And
sounds
then,
like
again, have them reach out to me. Let me give you my email. My email is email@thefourpersons.com, and it's the number 4, thefourpersons.com. And have them reach out to me, and we'll schedule a time. We'll have them on, and we'll have them educate the public on these great programs.
Let me see what I can do about that, because I'm pretty sure I can make something like that happen.
And this is what my show is all about is you know, taking it to the streets. The name of the show, kind of taking the gospel of Jesus Christ and the teachings of His one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church to the streets. You know, next week I'm gonna try to have Deacon Denny come on, and we're gonna talk about prison ministries. But this abortion thing is one thing I'm really passionate about, and completely honest, I have no idea of how to take it to the streets. And these ideas that you two presented are marvelous. I really want to take part in both of these, and I'll start messaging other people from the abortion abolitionist group and see if I can't get a handful of us to actually fly out to Washington, D.C. And if anybody's around the Dayton area, you know, contact me, we could drive out there together, you know.
And if anybody's around the Birmingham, Gadsden area, get with me. We can all drive out there together too. I got a 7-seater Ford Explorer, so plenty of room.
Awesome.
All right. Well, man, let's go ahead and start making this happen. This sounds like a wonderful way to. Too many of us got kind of complacent after the overturn of Roe v. Wade. You know, like if we won the war, we didn't. We won a battle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the left, I mean, even our, how can I be charitable about this? Our apostate Catholic president is pushing for this satanic movement, even though by the Constitution, there's three branches of government, and the Supreme Court is over the legal part of that. And the legal part of it said, no, that's not constitutional. Even though he's still trying to push through legislation push Satan's agenda, you know. And, anybody that knows me knows that I'm a fighter. And since I joined the Army of Christ, I'm going to fight for Christ.
Well, and he signed an executive order yesterday or Thursday in support of abortion.
Yeah, and that's unconstitutional. Like, you can't override, you can't create a law to override the Supreme Court. I mean, it's just like, I mean, who's advising this guy?
I wish I knew, because it's nobody that
himself,
knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's probably the devil himself living in the White House with him.
Yeah.
That
absolutely.
Is highly likely.
Absolutely. I got to take a real quick commercial break. We have a sponsor here, so we got to make sure that we're playing our sponsors' ads because they pay the bills, and then we'll be right back here. So let me find it. We will be right back on the Four Persons right after this.
Top Gun.
Top Gun of Virginia has been serving the East Coast with quality swimming pool, shot creek, and gunite applications for over 35 years. The strong legacy of craftsmanship that Top Gun has garnered is backed by the pride we take in creating a lasting product. Top Gun will help you stay on schedule and within budget, while still maintaining the level of quality control and safety that is expected from a name with 35 years of experience.
Top Gun.
Top Gun of Virginia is a premier supplier of commercial shotcrete and gunite services on the East Coast. Shotcrete and gunite are forms of pneumatically applied concrete which can be used to build or repair structures. Shotcrete and gunite can perform jobs which are not possible or are more difficult with traditional, form and pour, concrete applications. Top Gun uses our own volumetric trucks to apply engineer-certified mixes of both wet and dry process applications to meet any need.
Top Gun.
Top Gun is located at 10017 Richmond Highway, Lorton, Virginia, 22079. You can reach them at 703-550-9207 or email them at info@topgungunite.com. Make sure you mention that you heard this ad on the Four Persons Podcast.
All right, and we're back on the Four Persons. And so, Richard, I don't know how much you know about our little apostolate that we're putting here together, but we're working very, very hard at it. So if you want to find out more, you can go to thefourpersons.com. That's our radio show page. And thefourpersons.net is our print blog. We got a lot of work to do between now and January to mobilize and really make this a big event. And what I'll try to do is I'll try to get Blog Talk Radio to make it a featured event so that it's something that gets a lot of press. So we got plenty of time to promote it, to get the word out, and we're going to basically call this thing, you know, correcting the narrative, reporting what's actually going on in the streets, kind of correcting the record. And meanwhile, we'll see what we can do in the short term before then for other events that, you know, that could possibly come up. Richard, I want to kind of get your ideas on how do we get people in the groups to become more active and more motivated and more involved. That seems to be something we've had some difficulty with.
Well, unfortunately, people generally don't want to get involved. They want to sit here and say, oh yeah, I'll get involved, but then when it comes time to put up or shut up, they shut up. And I don't know how to overcome that, because that's just unfortunately human nature.
Yeah.
I think I'm in agreement with Richard there. Started the group Abortion Abolitionists shortly after listening to one of Timothy Gordon's podcasts, and he was talking about how many sections of the pro-life movement have embraced anti-Christian teaching, you know, such as contraception, and the day before pill, and stuff like that. And he was like, "That's not the pro-life movement I signed up for." He said, "When I think of it," he said he was thinking of it like the those who were against slavery during the slavery era, and you had a bunch of people that, you know, talked about being against slavery, and then you had a small group of people that were actual abolitionists, and they put their time, their energy, and their money behind it, right? And so I kind of stole the name from Timothy Gordon and started my abortion abolitionist group, and it's grown pretty good. Soon, that if you join the group called Abortion Abolitionist, it's just a logical assumption that you would be passionate about, you know, doing away with abortion, doing away with the narrative that any form of abortion is okay, and including contraception, including the day before pill. Unfortunately, that hasn't been the case.
Unfortunately, what we found out, Terry, is that some people, you know, like to say the right thing and be associated with the right groups in order to further their own agenda and their own ego, and they're really not contributing anything substantive to the movement. In fact, I dealt with just such a person earlier today, who I will not name. But just, you know, that's an example. You know, somebody's only interested in his own ego, only interested in furthering his own agenda. And not to, this doesn't end with abortion. This ends with all of the evils that we're facing in our society. And we're facing a lot of evils in our society. You know, it's not just this perversion. It's the rise of the occult in our society. It's the rise of senseless violence in our society, of corruption, of graft, of corporate greed, of government greed and treason, and all of these things that are huge issues that we're facing. And lip service isn't going to get it done. We're either willing to put our neck on the proverbial line or we're not. And if we're not willing to put our neck on the proverbial line, then what we claim that we profess is a lie. It's a lie. You know, Jesus said that those who are ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of before my Father. And we got too many Christians out there giving lip service, singing lip service songs, rather than really getting their marching orders and joining the fight. Do you agree with that, Richard?
I absolutely agree with that. As evidenced by the fact that, you know, Terry created this abortion abolitionist group. I just joined it today. I posted a message today about the evils of abortion and abortionists, and then Terry put the phone number up and said, please, you know, call in and be part of the show. And I don't know how many people are in the group, but of everybody that saw that message, I think I'm the only one that showed up that called in to show up.
Hey, can I ask you this, Richard? Who did you get the invite from to join the group? Do you remember?
John Benko.
Yeah, that would be me. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I have been inviting a lot of people to join your group, Terry, but I know I wasn't the only one. Well, Richard, I want to invite you to formally join our larger group here, the four persons. If in any way that you'd like to be involved and contribute, to this group, whether you want to be directly involved with what Terry is doing on Saturday nights, or the larger, the larger scope of everything that we're doing to defend our faith. I think my brother here will agree that I think we're doing some good things, aren't we, Terry?
Yeah, and we have several different shows covering different topics. And me myself, the name of the show kind of speaks to what I do. I try to, like I said earlier, take the message of Jesus Christ and His one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church to the streets. A lot of my and I know me and John talked about this earlier because he wanted me to try to get it online, convincing gangsters and drug dealers and stuff of the truth of Jesus Christ, which I do often. The problem with that is that usually that's a personal conversation that the person is not going to be honest and 100 if they know they're being recorded. And my approach is like really unorthodox. I doubt very many of our clergy would agree with the way I go about doing what I do, but it's about taking it to the streets, and so it's going to cover things like abortion. It's going to cover things like prison ministry. It's going to cover things like ministries to the more urban areas of our communities. But you being a nice member of the Knights of Columbus, and it sounds like you're active, maybe you and John might want to consider doing your own show, because the Knights of Columbus are a huge benefit to the Catholic Church. I mean, you guys
you guys and the St. Vincent de Paul Society are the ones that I've had most interactions with in my ministries and taking it to the street, you know?
Well, I think we have enough flexibility built into what we're doing because Tuesdays and Thursdays are usually this kind of general, the four persons general type topic. So it gives a lot of flexibility on we can cover just about any topic during those times. I don't know that that we need to be adding any more shows at this point. We're pretty much stocked.
Anytime
yeah.
you want to partner up with me, Richard, you're more than welcome. I would love your knowledge. It sounds like you're a faithful Catholic and you're well grounded into your community, and
yeah.
that's what taking it to the streets is all about, is moving the community to a holy life, moving brothers and sisters, but particularly I focus on moving men to live in a holy
yeah.
life, because it's my opinion that when the men embrace the actual struggle that is Christianity, when we embrace it and submit our wills to Christ, then everybody else is going to follow.
Yeah, but see,
I really like,
Richard, about having Terry on this show, what I really like about this particular outreach that we have here is that he has street cred. He has credibility. And that's important because it's not a top-down, look down my nose at you that, oh, you poor man, I feel so sorry for you. It's not sympathy, because proud people don't respond to sympathy. They just don't, okay? But it's more empathy. It's, hey, brother, I've been where you are. I've been where you are, and I can show you the way out. And he's got the credibility to be able to do that, because his life story, which he's covered on this show, is pretty remarkable. But, I mean, it's one of two shows we have on Saturday. On Saturday mornings, Saturday noontime Eastern, we have apologist William Hemsworth. Then on Sunday, we have a show coordinated with Catholicism Rocks. Monday, we have the counseling show with Deb Rojas of Integrity Counseling. Wednesday, we have Dr. Fred Boley with his counseling show. It's actually called Uncounseling. And then Friday, we have two shows. We have a Friday morning show with apologist Ken Litchfield, and then a Friday evening show with apologist Luke Haskell. So, you know, we've got, what's that, seven shows in 5 days, and then, the two floater days, we'll usually have shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Sometimes we don't, but those are the two floater days. So, you know, we can sometimes have as many as 10 shows a week. And I think the idea of bringing the Knights of Columbus on board and talking about the things that the Knights of Columbus are doing is fantastic. I'm all for it. I just don't think we need to create new shows. I think we can incorporate it into what we already have. What do you think, Richard?
I think that's absolutely correct at this point. But I think we should keep our mind open towards potential growth in the future. I mean, I would absolutely love to be able to come on the radio every day at 3 o'clock Eastern and pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for 15 minutes and do that. You know, it's in the great hour of mercy, and do that for the unborn.
Well, Richard,
if you have
the ability to do that and the time availability to do that, there's no reason on earth why we can't set that up. We can set that up. I can show you how to use the switchboard, the soundboard. We'll set the show up, we could absolutely do that every day. A lot of this is, a lot of us, work around full-time jobs. And then there's a lot of work that's going into the infrastructure of the website and building everything up. We're a 501c3, so I had to get all those legal hurdles jumped over. And there's a lot that's going on behind the scenes, trying to get advertisers, trying to get guests. A lot of moving pieces. We have another caller, Terry, 340 area code. Do you happen to have any idea who this might be?
No, let them on and see who it is.
340 area code, you're on. How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going? I didn't know I was going to get through. What are we talking about?
Well,
I just I got a message earlier to give you guys a call.
Oh, is this Tommy's brother St. Dismas?
No, I'm just in the Virgin Islands. I commented on a counter-abortion topic on Facebook.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Okay, so you guys know what abortion is really about, right?
Money.
Well, that too. In my opinion, it started long ago. Now it goes all the way back. I mean, in the Bible, how Pharaoh, you know, he told the people to throw the Hebrew males in the river, right? So Babylon, in my humble opinion, it means baby full or full of babies, like an overflowing of babies. So you have basically a system of blood running down their guts, which that causes plagues and pestilence. And it's been from the beginning. And it's a real, you know, battle from good and evil that we're really dealing with. And it goes farther back than that, man. It goes all the way back to, like, Cain and Abel and all kinds of crazy stuff. But they used to eat ankh. Now, you know what ankh is, right?
No.
Hello?
What are you talking about?
Okay, ankh is spelled A-N-K-H. It's like a crucifix with a circle on top. It's like an Egyptian symbol. So in the hieroglyphics, ankh symbolizes something that comes from the womb. Now, we have cultures today that eat placenta. They sell placenta on the black market. That could be it. But ankh represents something eaten from the womb that's taken from the womb with a fork rod from Amun Ra or whatever. And they provide the deities or the ruling class of Egypt with ankh to eat. So what does that sound like?
Sounds disgusting is what it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like cannibalism.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where it all started. And that's exactly what it is today. Hansel and Gretel, that story is really about cannibalism. So we know it's been all through the history. And we know that the witches of Salem were burned because they were eating their children and spreading diseases with the aborted children's blood mixed with a rabid bat or cat or whatever. And then they would make their own little version of SARS and spread it about and kill who they wanted or who didn't pay their little witchcraft tax, you know. And it's just, it's coming to, like, somebody's got to know about all this, you know what I mean? It's like they villainized the good people. Oh, you burnt witches. We had to. We executed them first, but, you know, we had to burn them because they had prion diseases. So, you know, justification is in really the understanding of what happened and why it happened. So it's a heartfelt thing that's like, it's very, you know, I get really emotional about that shit because, you know, they're little kids, you know. It's a little life, you know. So that's how I feel about it. It's just, it's some sick shit. It's witchcraft, basically. And it's been going about, I mean, the reason why we founded America. You know, all men are founded to be equal in his creator's eyes. You know, you're created equal. So your creation starts in the womb. Because they were doing it in the old country when we started America. We tried to get away from it back then. That's why we formed America. And here it is again. So it comes time to say independent, you know, and nullification. I have to nullify these laws you're putting on me because they just are against the Constitution, what we founded, our independence.
Now I just figured out what group you called in from.
I'm a loner, man.
I remember his post, and I was like,
now
wow,
I just made
was
the
a
connection.
Lot of new information, and I was like, wow, that's deep,
so,
you know. But going, what you were saying about it going against the laws, you know, the actual laws of the Constitution, true that. But so, in one of my on one of my YouTube videos, I got a YouTube channel called Break the Cycle, Beat the Odds, which is basically for Catholics that have done a lot of time and are getting out of prison, trying to explain to them how to live a holy life. And one of my recent videos, I was talking about how, you know, I started that channel, and I started that channel saying, okay, if you submit your will to Jesus Christ, you're going to stay out of prison. There's no, you know, one equals two, right? So this recent video, I was like, okay, I may have been wrong, because some laws that are being passed go against the laws of God. When you start making laws that go against the laws of nature, you are not obligated to follow those laws.
Right.
And,
that's correct, sir. And no sheriff has to follow any law that goes against the Constitution to the sheriff in each county, technically.
Hey, since you called in kind of at the end of this show, I'd invite you to go back later and listen in the archive. You can find it on thefourpersons.com. You'll find a link to the show to listen in the archive. And we'd invite you to call back again next Saturday at the same time at 7 o'clock. We're already past the live stream, Terry, just so you know. So anybody who was listening live, we're in the archive now. So why don't you go ahead and leave us with a closing prayer?
Yeah, and for the last few weeks I've been doing the St. Michael's prayer, and I think that's appropriate for this topic too, because we need all the help we can get in this battle. So if y'all want to pray with me in the name of the Father,
can I say something? Can I say something real quick? Now, let me just make this a foundation before we pray, that the earth is the Lord's and all therein. Can we agree upon that? Everything is the Lord's. Says that right there. Now, you got to realize everything that is his kingdom. So you are in the kingdom of God. All right? Now you can continue your prayer. Welcome to the kingdom.
Okay. In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Saint Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking to ruin our souls. Amen. In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
So let me just close by saying that anybody can go back to the archive. They can go back to thefourpersons.com and find an archive of this show that they can listen to. If you have any comments or questions, email us at email@thefourpersons.com, and we'll see you next week. God bless.
Okay,
God bless.
Thank you very much. God bless you.